Welcome back. It's another edition of the Wobcast, and I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, here with Wobcast producer Nate Vaughn. We're coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Hello, Nate.
Hello, Wobby.
That is the voice of Nate Vaughn. There is so much to get to in this week's show that we've set up a second microphone, and we have Nate here to help me steer the ship because we have such a jam-packed show. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about what happened this week for the Vikings leading up to their preseason game, which is going to happen Saturday night against the Oakland Raiders. And so much happened that we have a ton to get to. Let's start on Monday. We'll clean up the Phil Loadhold injury. Unfortunately, the big guy went down in our last preseason game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Zimmer said that surgery happened on Tuesday, that Phil Loadhold has been in the building. So we're going to be without the big guy, which is too bad. A valuable part of the Vikings offense since he was a rookie in 2009, but now we need someone else to step in there at right tackle. It's going to be TJ Clemmings who gets the first shot. Now, Phil will not be playing, but he's still going to be around the team, it sounds like. He's in the building. He might have a little bit of that coaching gene in him, Mike Zimmer said. Mike Zimmer was asked about Phil Loadhold, the prognosis for him, and what his role will be with the team going forward.
Phil's a great locker room guy. He cares a lot about the Vikings, and the guys in here really respect him. So they feel bad for him, just like everybody, you know, that gets hurt. But he was good. He told me he doesn't want to just not be around the guys, not be around the facility. Wants to help any way he can. He's obviously was devastated when it happened, but I think he's starting to understand that, you know, now he's got to get back. And I told him he'll be one of many guys that have had Achilles that have come back that I've had before. So we expect him to have a good recovery.
And that pretty much sums up the Loadhold injury, correct, Nate?
Yeah, I think you're right, Wobby. One of the things Rick Spielman said when we first drafted TJ Clemmings is that he thought he kind of had a steal in the fourth round,
yeah,
a first-round talent. Do you think we're going to be okay at right tackle with TJ there? Or there's also talk outside of the building of maybe
right,
bringing in a free agent,
yep,
or a trade or some kind of acquisition there.
Right.
Do you think we need that?
I think that always happens. You lose a guy and people immediately look to the outside for how you can fix or fill the hole. And with that, it's Evan Mathis, who's still on the market. No one has signed him. He's a two-time Pro Bowler who played guard, but you would suppose he could maybe play tackle because of his experience. You have Jake Long, who's out there, and then you have depth at wide receiver, tight end, running back. Maybe you could trade, you know, with a team who's got depth at offensive line, but they are stuck at another position. The Buffalo Bills are hurting at running back, for example, right now. The Carolina Panthers lose Kelvin Benjamin. Maybe they're a team who would want to trade. So you do have all that talk on the outside, but teams look internally first. That's how they operate, and that's why we are where we are with TJ Clemmings. He played 32 snaps once Phil left the game against Tampa Bay, and I thought he was very good in pass protection, up and down as a run blocker, but had a key block on a touchdown run for Zach Line. So, yeah, I think the Vikings are going to be just fine with TJ Clemmings. This gives Norv Turner and Jeff Davidson a chance to develop a rookie, and maybe TJ Clemmings is a guy who's going to be a part of this team for the long haul, and they're going to see what the rookie has. So I'm comfortable moving forward with TJ. Some good news on the injury front, Nate. Two key Vikings have returned. One is Anthony Barr, who's been working a little bit more at practice, and Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer said it looks like Barr could play on Saturday. If he does, it'll be the first time Anthony has played in a game for the Vikings since week 12 of last season. With Anthony's return, I can't help but think about this group of linebackers that the Vikings have. You have stalwart and veteran Chad Greenway. You have Audie Cole, who are, I would say, two veterans who are returning to the team. But after that, I think it's a very young and athletic group of linebackers. Barr, Eric Kendricks, a draft pick from this year, Gerald Hodges going into his third season, Brandon Watts, who's starting to play pretty well in his second season, a guy like Brian Peters at the bottom of the roster, too, flashes a little bit. So this is a young, athletic group of linebackers, and it gets even better with Anthony Barr's return. So that's good news. And then earlier in the week, Adrian returned to practice. If you remember, he had a bruised thigh from when we were down in Mankato and missed a few days of training camp, but Now he's back and practicing. We don't expect that he's going to play in a game this preseason. He could. We don't expect it, but he was back at practice, so that's some good news. Now, a lot of injury talk so far, and when you lose a guy like Phil Lohholt, some people get a little gun-shy. They wonder if maybe we should be pulling back starters, not playing them in these preseason games. Not Mike Zimmer. He says we have way too much work to do to worry about injuries.
Injuries on the line like that, does that cause you to reevaluate how much you play those guys or get them out of the game quicker or anything like that?
You know, not really. We have a lot of work to do. I mean, that was an emphasis we had coming into camp, and our guys need to play. So that's how you get better. And, you know, we're not going to get gun-shy because something happens. We're going to continue to work, and obviously we're going to be smart about it. But when we have to get what we needed to get accomplished for the season.
All right, a few more quick items before we move on to previewing Vikings and Raiders preseason game Saturday night. It sounds like no nickel duty for cornerback Trey Waynes this week. Mike Zimmer talked about him having a film study with Trey. And it's not talking about Trey in a negative manner. It's just that early on in training camp, Coach Zimmer talked about they're going to throw everything at Trey to see what he can and what he can't do and to learn more about him. And this week, for the first time, we kind of heard Mike Zimmer say, we're going to pull back a little bit on Trey. We're not going to have him play nickel. So I thought that was interesting. Antone Exum had his hand in two turnovers the past two games, which is an exciting thing for him. Mike Zimmer, though, cautioning people, don't get too wrapped up in those turnovers. You want these guys to be consistent and be consistent throughout the game. I believe the quote from Zimmer was, those two plays are great, but there are 118 other plays in a game, and I care about all those plays too. So again, not talking negatively about Antone Exum either, just hammering home the point that just because you make a splash play or two does not mean you have it made in the shade. And lastly, interesting comments from Vikings special teams coordinator Mike Prefer on the kickoff return game, which has been a strength for the Vikings since Prefer has been here and since we drafted Cordero Patterson. Patterson, number one in the NFL in kickoff return average as a rookie in 2013, number six last year. So he's been very good for the Vikings. But Mike Prefer said they got to get the return game back on track this preseason, although he says it's not about the returner. It's a back line thing, and it will be a point of emphasis for the Vikings going forward in the preseason. What does Mike Prefer mean by that? Take a listen to this.
So I thought we did some really good things the other night against Tampa Bay. Every phase, I thought we won, with the exception of kickoff return. You know, we haven't done a good job with that in the first two games, and that's going to be a point of emphasis this week and the rest of the preseason. We've got to get our kickoff return game going where, you know, we think it should be. So that's where we're at right now. I think it's more timing than anything. The front line blocking has been okay. A couple misses there the other night. The back line and the returner is the timing's off. It's not the returner. It's more the back line and the wedge guys, we call them the back line. The timing's not quite where it needs to be. And so we worked on it yesterday. We're going to work on it again tomorrow and continue getting better in that regard.
Okay, let's move on. Vikings, Raiders, preseason game, specific talkers. Producer Nate, what's on top of our mind when we think about this game Saturday night?
I think the first thing you think about is the quarterback matchup.
Yes.
Two young quarterbacks, both teams very excited about their young quarterbacks. And you look back, they're both part of the 2014 draft, just four picks apart. Yeah. So you have Derek Carr, which, as I mentioned, Oakland seems very excited about. We know we love our guy and Teddy. Getting to see them go head-to-head should be a treat.
Yeah. I think when you look back to the 2014 season and the rookie quarterbacks, probably Teddy Bridgewater is the one who comes to most people's minds, not just here in Minnesota, but nationally. He played in 13 games and started 12. 6-6 as a starter in those games. His last five games, he was one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL, ranking in the top five in almost all statistical categories. So he was on fire at the end of the season. The recency effect comes into play, and Teddy Bridgewater is kind of at the top of everyone's mind when it comes to the last year's draft class crop of quarterbacks. They think Teddy Bridgewater. But don't forget about Derek Carr. He started 16 games for the Raiders. He started every game last season for the Oakland Raiders, threw, I believe, 24 touchdown passes, which was a Raiders rookie single-season record. So this is kind of a cool matchup, and I know it's just the preseason, but these two teams play each other in the regular season, so you can bet your bottom dollar that if these two guys are both healthy and playing for each team, that will be the main storyline going into the game. Two young guns squaring off, going up against each other. These two guys selected four picks apart. Derek Carr went 36th, a second-round pick. Teddy Bridgewater, of course, 32nd overall, was a first-round pick. So, yeah, I mean, these two are at the center of the source of optimism for both of these two franchises. Another talker, though, when it comes to the quarterback position in this game is the Vikings backup situation. We know the backup's going to be Sean Hill, but who's going to play in the game? Because in the Vikings' first preseason game in Canton, it went Teddy Bridgewater into Mike Kafka into Taylor Heinicke. We did not see Sean Hill. Second preseason game last week against the Buccaneers, it went Teddy Bridgewater into Sean Hill into Taylor Heinicke, and we did not see Mike Kafka. It'll be interesting to see what North Turner and his son, quarterbacks coach Scott Turner, have in store, what Mike Zimmer ultimately decides to do at the quarterback position for the Vikings in this game. All right, last thing on Vikings-Raiders, three threats. The three members of the opposing team that you should keep an eye on when you're watching the game on Saturday night. Let's start with rookie wide receiver Amari Cooper. Nate, when we were at the Combine in February, Amari Cooper was then considered the best receiver in the class and still probably considered the best receiver in the class. Anyone out there who plays fantasy football, you're looking at rookie prospects, Amari Cooper probably at the top of your list. So it seems like this guy, Amari Cooper from the University of Alabama, the real deal, and we're going to get a firsthand look at him on Saturday night. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I think he looks pretty good so far. I know Oakland is pretty excited about the young guy they got there from Alabama. He had a handful of touches in the first series. So it looks like they're going to get him the ball as early and as often as they can. So that's something I think we can expect from the Oakland Raiders offense.
Yeah, be interesting to see who the Vikings match up against him too. Speaking of matchups, how about Khalil Mack? He can be a matchup nightmare. He is number two when it comes to three threats from the Oakland Raiders. He lines up on the edge, is very good at rushing the passer, athletic enough to drop into coverage, tough enough to play against the run. You're going to see a three-down linebacker from the Oakland Raiders. His name is Khalil Mack. This will be his second season. Fun to watch that guy play. And then lastly, their running back, Latavius Murray, not a household name across the country, but he may be after this season. Latavius Murray, great athlete, super fast. Watched a few of the Raiders' plays from their first preseason game. Was impressed with this guy, so watch out for him. Three threats from the Oakland Raiders to watch on Saturday night: Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack, and running back Latavius Murray. Okay, producer Nate, what's next?
Well, let's take another closer look at the game this weekend with some over-under propositions.
Aha. Okay. I can do this. Only two choices, over or under. I shouldn't be able to mess this one up.
50-50 shot.
Okay. Let's do it.
He stands some good chances. We'll start with Amari Cooper, one of our three threats that we identified. We mentioned that they got him the ball early and often last week in their first preseason game. We can likely expect that to be the case again,
indeed,
at least attempt to be the case. So I will ask you, Mike Wobshaw, Amari Cooper over under touches this weekend. I'll put the number at 4.5.
All right.
4.5.
So I'm basically saying if I think he's going to get 5, I'm taking the over. If I think it's going to be 4 or fewer, I'm taking the under. This is how I look at this one.
Keep in mind, it's touches. He had a run.
Oh,
last week too.
Okay. Got it. All right. I'm going over, and here's why. Bill Musgrave was our offensive coordinator before North Turner. He's now the Raiders' offensive coordinator. Christian Ponder was our quarterback previously. Now he's the Raiders' quarterback. I think they would love to come in here to Minnesota, and not in a malicious fashion, because those two guys are not malicious guys. I'm excited to see those guys before the game. But in competitive fashion, I think they would love to come in here and show off their new toy wide receiver, Amari Cooper, and get him the ball. And beyond all of that, all kidding aside, the guy's a rookie. They want to see how he fits into their offense, and this is where you do that. So I'm going to say over. I think Amari Cooper touches the ball more than 4.5 times against us, but none for touchdowns. We're going to keep him out of the end zone.
Okay, I think we can deal with that. Okay, so 4.5, over.
Yes,
four
so mark me down
touches.
For the over.
Gotcha. All right, number two. We saw a good showing from our rookie linebacker, number 54, Eric Kendricks, last week.
Okay.
All over the place, lots of tackles, pass breakups, you name it, he did it. How many tackles do you think he will have this week? I'll put the over under at, we'll go 5.5.
Okay. I think he's going to play a little bit more this week than he did last week. Last week, if I'm not mistaken, I went back and watched all of his snaps, I believe, from last week's game, and the first one I watched was in the third quarter on defense. I wouldn't be surprised if he came in the first half this week, got a few more snaps, and when you put him on the field, he makes plays. That's just what he does. He led the UCLA Bruins, or he currently leads the UCLA Bruins all time in tackles. So the guy knows how to find the ball. I'm going over. If you put Eric Kendricks out on the field for more than one half of football, he's getting over 5.5 tackles. Mark me down for the over.
All right, we have the over at 5.5 tackles for Eric Kendricks. Number three, remember Babs?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Babatunde Ayegbusi.
That's right.
We have not heard much from him
so far. But because of recent news at the offensive line position, specifically tackle,
yep.
It looks like he could get a few snaps.
Yeah.
A few more snaps.
He could.
This week.
So now you're going to put a number in front of me. Okay.
So if I figure Babs is in for two series,
okay,
let's say 14.5 for the total number of snaps.
For Babs. All right. I want to see Babs at some point. You want to see what he has. And I think the Vikings do too. And this is not, I don't think that he's incapable of playing more. I just think it's a lot to go from almost none to 15 or more in 1 week. So, and I think we want to get a long, hard look at TJ Clemmings. You got to throw David Yankee in there. He might play a little bit. You got Austin Shepherd, who's a draft pick. You want to play him over there as well, maybe. So I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under. In the third week, I might go over on this. But for this week, I'm going under on this one. Mark me down for the under.
Under 14.5 snaps for Babs. And our final over-under, sort of off the field with this one.
Okay.
If you look at the forecast.
Mm-hmm. Which I know you have because you'll be out on the field with a camera on your shoulder filming.
And I'm constantly checking my weather app on my phone.
Yes, you are. You always know what's coming. So, yeah, you care what weather is coming because I'm in the comfy confines of the press box and the TV booth and the radio booth. So I'm going to be wearing a short sleeve shirt. I'm going to have a cup of Joe with no lid on it, and I'm going to be very comfortable. You're going to be on the field, and you're going to care what the weather is.
I'll care very much.
Right.
Like, the cameras I'm going to be holding is worth much more than my life.
Right. Okay.
So you have
you have a weather-related question, okay?
The number of minutes.
Yeah.
The game is delayed by weather.
Okay. You know, from working with me, from sharing a workspace with me, as I often come down here and we have debates and arguments, that I'm a contrarian. I think you know this about me. So I think there's going to be no weather delay.
So if I put the over under at
0.5.
At 0.5 minutes.
I'm taking the under.
Fair enough.
Okay. I'm saying there's going to be tons of weather worry. There's going to be like the thing when you're watching TV and it beeps at you and you can't hear the volume on the TV anymore because it's beeping at you, telling you, and then the bottom line is scrolling and you got, I'm saying all that's going to happen. You're going to look at the radar and there's going to be green blobs everywhere surrounding the metro area. But I'm saying through it all, the game will not be delayed. So put me on the under. Whatever number you want to put out there for minutes delayed, I'm under.
Noted. Under 0.5 minutes delays.
Are you going to hold my feet to the fire on these? Like next week when we have a Wobcast, are you going to review how I performed?
I think we should, unless you nail all of them, and then I'll just ignore it and pretend it never happened.
Right.
Because I can't hold that over you.
Okay, this is fun. This is a fun segment. I love the over-unders. We should make this a rotating bit in the Wobcast. Are you in for that?
Sounds good.
Okay, good. Speaking of next week, aside from reviewing how we've done on over-unders and making fun of me for how many I got wrong, next week is a busy week for the Vikings. Sunday is an off day. Monday they will practice. Tuesday they will practice. Wednesday and Thursday they will practice. So right now on the schedule, 4 days of practice for your Minnesota Vikings. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer scheduled to speak twice to reporters via press conference. You'll hear from Norv Turner on Tuesday, and you will hear from George Edwards, defensive coordinator, and special teams coordinator Mike Prefer on Wednesday. Friday is a travel day for the Vikings. They head to Dallas for their fourth preseason game of the 2015 season, and then Saturday they play at Dallas. So a busy week ahead for the Vikings as they play the Raiders Saturday, a full week of practice, travel to Dallas, play Dallas, quickly turn it around the following week and go to Tennessee for the preseason finale on a short week. And then before you know it, the regular season is upon us. So with all that action going on, be sure to go to Vikings.com. Check out all the great content there. And if you haven't downloaded the Vikings app, be sure you do that. It's a great app. All of our content delivered straight to your mobile device in very convenient fashion. On behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. That's going to do it for this episode of the Wobcast. We'll talk to you next time.